Where were you born? And go from there.
It's like a microphone only.
Start with, I was born very young. That's usually a good place to start.
Oh, that's so.
Were you born very young in Fort Wayne? What hospital, or was it at home? Hospital?
Lutheran Hospital on Fairfield.
Okay, that's right.
And they tore that down, didn't they? Built the new hospital, they tore the old one down.
There you go. Just keep eating.
And you know, grandfather, on my mother's side, when I was grandfather, up to the doctor and said, now when that baby is born.
Really? So your grandfather has selected your name.
Oh, yeah. But how many in this day and age would that happen, you know?
For the grandfather to name the child, huh?
I know for boys there was some sort of a naming convention, like the first boy would be given the grandfather's name on the man's side, and then the second boy would be given the grandfather's name on the mother's side. They do that kind of stuff.
My niece has just had their
baby. Let me run you up just a little more. Is that too much?
No, that's okay.
All right, I got to get you more upright there, and you see your jello. There you go.
My grandfather used to call it shimmy.
There's not a lot to jello, is there?
Like Kool-Aid that's hard.
Popsicles out of sugarless jello. Mm. And that's what I eat when I'm trying to lose weight. No, I don't think it works very good. I don't eat enough of them, must be. So you were born at the old Lutheran Hospital on
Fairfield.
Fairfield,
yep. And that's
I think they've torn that down.
I think that's torn down. It's a
it is. It is.
So where was your house when you were born? Where did you live?
My brother was.
Now, how many brothers and sisters you got? You got a brother and what else? Anything? Is that it?
One brother and that was it.
Really? Are you the youngest? Is your brother older than, was he older than you?
I was going to say, my nieces.
Your niece had a baby recently? Did your niece have a baby recently?
Did what?
Or were you talking about when your niece was born?
Evelyn has had weird.
It's all like my relatives. I got some ones that are weird too, you know. What was their weird thoughts?
Well, for one reason, Evelyn is very.
She's cheap.
But anyway.
We got that running on our side, too.
Yeah. Then she's so tight with her monies, and that is because she wants to leave for her. She had a girl. Come to find out that she doesn't want to go over the hill with a case again of, you never heard of Brinks. Well, I know they used to say that about it. The funny part about that is now, she just never would go that way with me and my mother. They were not.
You said that was your niece.
Yeah.
So was she a brother or a
your brother's?
It had to be your brother's daughter then.
Because my brother's.
And her name was Evelyn, you said? Eat your jello now. There you go. Pull it right up. There you go. You're eating jello while you're talking, so that's an overlap.
The funny part of it is, though, she's talking about wanting to leave money for the children. This doesn't make, because she wouldn't begin to do that anyhow. But the other thing is, all of her immediate family, she would never be able to eat with them because they
have more money?
Evelyn's father works at the Pennsylvania Railroad.
That's your brother, right? So what did he do for the railroad?
Evelyn's father.
Right. That's your brother, though, right? Is your brother who worked for the railroad? What's his name?
Well, that was Hugo. H-U-G-O. Hugo.
Hugo. What did he do for the railroad?
He worked office someplace.
Around Fort Wayne?
Yes, there was a time where they had. And later, when they finally, they had their offices in the old Pensy.
The depot? Was that downtown, you mean? Or
downtown,
where?
Downtown, yeah.
Really?
Oh, that's the one.
That's a nice building, wasn't it?
Tin Caps.
Yeah. I mean, that's a real nice building.
Oh, yeah.
So he worked in there? Your brother worked in that building?
No, Evelyn's.
Okay.
Her father.
How was Evelyn's father related to you? like an uncle or something? No, it can't be an uncle.
Oh.
Maybe it was her brother's wife's side. Is that it?
Yeah. My dad's brother, he works.
Really? Like a dispatcher?
I don't know.
In the office.
But you know what? The funny part was, and that would be everyone's father, it was a known fact, wheels and deals for the fellows in the office.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. And if an amount of dollars or whatever, and if anybody's those years ago, he would, the thing was.
Was it illegal what he was doing, or what was he doing?
From what I understood, he would, amongst employees, he always had a steady hand of loan.
Oh.
So it's
he'd loan him money and get the money back.
And
he was playing a banker.
Right, that's it.
That's good though. I mean, in a way, he was helping them if they ran out of money before payday.
Oh yeah. Well, he was a character.
We had a guy in the Army that did that. He would loan him $20, and then at payday they'd owe him $21. And at payday, he was right there to collect the money.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, people, the soldiers, they'd always run out of money, and they'd want a loan. Sounds like he was a smart guy then. I mean...
Well, he was an old German, you know, those...
He was kind of a little banker then.
I love... They called him a loan shark. You know?
Yep. Well, you see those places today where they'll go in and get a loan on their paycheck and then have to pay it back on payday. Mm-hmm. They're still around, and of course some people are bad with their money, so they run out.
Oh, well, that's true.
Scrape that thing with a little left in there, Mark.
There isn't.
You want one more mouthful?
She can get some of that.
Come on, one more. There's one more mouthful for Ruthie. There you go. Can you grab it? Grab it. Hey, you can order as much as you want.
You can order a second.
They got so much food on that menu. I mean, anything that sounds good has to have it. It's being paid for.
You're allowed to have seconds.
Yeah, you can have anything you want. Thirds. You got a banana coming out. We haven't seen that yet, so we'll...
Well, you know...
And then this here, you haven't touched this yet. Whatever you want that. I've never had one of those insurers. Is that Tasto? The insure good stuff or not?
Yeah, it's got berries and blueberries and
raspberries
and I don't know, maybe some cherries. It's like the jello.
Whatever you want to drink of that, we'll help you get it so you don't spill it. That was Hugo, right? Hugo the loan shark.
Hugo.
Or was the brother of Hugo?
That was Evelyn's father. See.
And he was a loan shark.
And he was a loan shark.
All right. Well. I kind of like, so far, I think he's a smart guy.
Yeah, well.
I mean, he was making money, but he was helping people when they ran out. So what school did you go to when you were a little girl? You did.
The one right downtown?
Downtown.
Where Becky got married, right?
It's still there.
Yeah, Bar Street. And now my nieces are going to that school.
They are.
Fourth generation of it. But they finally... They had the, now they finally, next generation, they've got finally a boy.
Okay.
They just had that whole.
Is their last name Taylor? Are they Taylors or are they something else?
Name is.
It's Evelyn's kids, right?
This is on her
Evelyn's
side.
The grandmother's, yeah.
Oh.
Not our husband's side.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Right. I'll tell you who the grandfather is.
What was your maiden name?
He was with Donovan, he worked for Donovan, and then I guess in Donovan, and then they've got, like I say, they had, well, that's right, they had the other girls, the boys. There were three boys, Vicky and her husband, they moved to Germany.
Really? Okay.
And they had three little boys. When they first went over there, why?
You know, so you got the banana.
The banana. Thank you. You held your promise. Excellent.
Yeah, you
got it. We killed the jello, and now the banana. We're ready.
You should order more than one.
I know.
Yeah, I guess they really like it over in Germany, though.
Well, Barbara and I lived in Berlin for a year,
yeah.
And we enjoyed it.
Taking is a wonderful learning experience for the children, you know.
Well, every time we tried to speak German to one of them, they always spoke English. Oh. The young all want to use their English, so they wouldn't let us speak and try to mutilate their German, so.
Greg and Vita, they went over to the Good Chance of what was going on there. And,
good for
and
them. Now, what was your maiden name? What was your name growing up? Your mother's name?
Hargis.
Hargis?
H-A-R-G-E-S.
Okay.
Of course, the old-timers, H-A-R-G-U-S. My family never could figure out what her idea were.
Is that a German name, Hargis?
That was German, and when this time went on, it wasn't Hargis anymore.
Sometimes people probably got tired of pronouncing it for people, and they just went with the way it sounded, you know, they're going to call me Hargis, Where was your mother born? In this country? But her mother probably was born in Germany, her parents. Her father was probably born in Germany then.
Yeah, and my...
Came over in Ellis Island?
My grandparents, and they, of course, they were older again, too. It's interesting.
Now, when your parents were young and they were each growing up, was there German spoke in the house? They probably learned... Your dad, when he was a kid, probably spoke German. And your mother, when she was a kid, they spoke German in the house growing up.
Oh, yeah.
But did your grandparents eventually learn good English? Did they have a German accent?
Years ago, and low German.
Really? Mm-hmm. I don't know the difference. What's the difference? Mm-hmm. I know we went in a church recently downtown during an open house. Mm-hmm. And it was...
Trinity Lutheran
downtown.
Oh, yeah.
Really a nice church. Mm-hmm. And when... was it Rudisil?
Yeah,
Mr. Rudisil had donated the money for that church, but he stipulated they were going to speak English in that church for him to donate the money. He didn't want it to be kept the German language. He said, if they're in America, they got to speak English. I'll donate the money, but you got to have the sermons in English. And that's a nice church. I looked at that church. I said, boy, I could see myself here. That was nice. Inside, it was a beautiful church.
That's the one on...
Where was that church,
Across from... Clean.
It's on that... Yeah, there.
Trinity.
It's right near St. Lawrence Hospital. East of Joe's Hospital.
St. Joe, yeah. Want to try some banana? Keep it for later? Don't be a shy. You want to try some of this stuff? No. You don't eat much. You got to eat more, Ruth.
Oh, yeah.
You want to jump out of that bed soon, you're going to have to eat more. You don't want to be in that bed any longer than you have to. If you ever feel you want to get to a chair, and when Tom and Becky get here, let's have a goal to get to that chair within a day or so of when they get here. You want to try that? Let's see if we can get to that chair in a couple of days from now. Got it?
Marty's in.
They are. So James is Sicilian.
He's Sicilian, right.
That'd be like from Sicily, right?
It was kind of a local. James, supposedly, his mother worked at his father, Ford Motor Company.
Okay.
The mother also worked.
This was before they were married? That's where they met, probably, huh?
James was always one that he wanted kind of the old school, you know. And he would get some of the most ridiculous ideas. And he said, he was always being to Marty. He said, if my mother raised four boys, I don't think there's any reason for you not keeping the house and so forth like that, you know.
But, some people, they've got a certain level of cleanliness, you know what I mean?
Some people
are the hoarders, and some people are really neat, but then there's everything in between, you know.
Well, one of his brothers, his wife, the one brother, his wife worked, he was in a...
For your store?
The wife, I believe it was, she was a very, you know,
mm-hmm.
And Mario said that her name was Sandy. And Sandy always, she'd always buy.
Try to get him down.
But she was so, and she was well, everybody in the family knew it. But she just was that way. She had a good job at Sandusky. She was quite a gal. But you know, he finally split up. He just couldn't stand her anymore because they said that she had all the...
A pig is a pig, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to change her.
Oh, boy. Then he had another... Oh, I'll tell you what, how slick she was. When they were going to be married, and Marty had told me that too, because they had been at that wedding, she had her good job. Take advantage of all the seal. Quite a character.
Did you have a big wedding, or did you just elope, or what did you do?
We were married in St. Paul.
My parents eloped to sort of. Yeah. And they got married in Detroit, and to this day, we have no idea why. And my brother didn't come along for a couple of years, so they weren't in any hurry or anything. So it's like, why did they choose Detroit? We have no idea. We'll never know. But you said you had a church wedding.
Yeah, St. Paul's.
So who were your bridesmaids? Did you have a lot of people stand up with you?
I think we had dear Evelyn. She was there, of course, for their wedding.
Who was your bridesmaid?
Maid of honor.
Well, they were friends.
I mean, who was your maid of honor? Do you remember?
Well, Evelyn. Evelyn was in the wedding party. Mm-hmm. And then a couple of gals I used to run around with before we were married. It's a different world now than what it was.
Oh, I know it. Did you have a honeymoon? Go somewhere?
Well, no. Because we were married on Saturday. And it so happened that Mark, he was working. And my folks were very, you had to have a good job.
Don't get married unless you're secure.
Yeah, that was the one that way, you know. And then, of course, it was a shame because when we were married then, like I say, the folks, they were so adamant about things that went that way. But what really got turned off about the church was the fact that he was working as a custodian, you know. It seemed like there was a couple of women. And, of course, as being a custodian, he had to make sure that they're clean and whatever that would be. We make it this for a while. It was kind of rough sledding for a little while. But my parents were very determined because of the fact he didn't have...
What'd your dad do for a living? Where did your dad work? You told me.
When he was a young man, I was Bowser.
What kind of a company is that?
My dad was always in the printing business.
Oh, okay.
And so, when we were married then, of course, unusual.
I won't make you remember too much here, but...
Sounds
like you did okay.
Huh?
Sounds like you did okay. Were you working when you got married? Or were you just a stay-at-home?
Oh, yeah.
You were. You worked a lot of years then, didn't you?
Yeah.
Was it something before LSRs?
Really a shame. It goes back to this idea of it being married and whatever, you know. Lived in a big old apartment house, and the landlady, she did his laundry for him and needed to be done around this.
Yeah.
Well, Maud Johnson was her name. It so happened that Maud Johnson had a daughter. She legally did.
Really?
So she would always get that,
behind
the post something.
Mm-hmm.
He always was joked about that because he said he'd go with, her name was Hildred. Hildred to the
Philharmonic. The mother loved it because she was trying to get her daughter
But they'd always find a good spot, you know.
Yep. Oh, really?
Well,
which was okay for her daughter.
Oh, yeah.
She couldn't see
but
anyone.
Anyhow, what happened was, when we were getting ready to get married then, he didn't have he worked in the, he got a job to keep everybody happy. It was a job. But they were a couple of big ones. You can imagine on a Sunday in the winter.
People track in.
Right.
Make a mess.
Because he wasn't else can you do, you know?
Exactly.
So he got kind of provoked. He finally got a job, too, but anyway, it was one of those things that, well, we were ready to get married. It seems like my mother, being a worried mother, she called up Mother Johnson and wanted to know about
daughter.
Oh, what they're going to find out. Well, it so happened that the daughter made a big to-do about it, all for them being married, you know. Well, my mother was kind of concerned about it.
Sounds like he's going to get kicked out.
Well, it so happened then that it just didn't quite work out so well. So what happened, and, you know...
So he was sent packing?
Yeah. But it was really, you know...
Well, they probably already had things figured out that the daughter was going to get married off, you know, and that was...
Well,
It would have worked out really well for him. So.
Oh, yeah.
And that didn't happen, so...
Yeah, that's just it.
Can't blame him.
Oh, I tell you, Mark and I had rough, really rough sledding. And,
well, you know, when people are starting out, they do struggle. I mean, we were living off of my Army pay for the first...
Uh-huh.
We made it. You know, we weren't rich, but we made it.
Yeah,
you do what you have to do to make it get by. You don't eat steak very often.
We had such... The first winter, I came across this... I was looking, and I just was bowled over about it, and I saw this, and that he had died. Same era... during the family and so forth. His brother, sure we were married. I guess this was his something that did him in or something.
Oh, no. I don't think it was that.
But anyway, there was an old doctor that we went to get our blood test. So, you know, here we're newlyweds and never gave a thought, you know, what's going on and so forth. So we called. So anyway, he said, well, he said, I'll tell you. He said, I've got a new, well, it was funny, January, horrible, you know.
Yep. He was sick with your cooking, right? You had to see a doctor?
Oh, yeah. Well, anyway, so we just, Doc Lutz was his name. I got this young doctor. We hadn't paid much attention to the weather. And then looked out and just saw that we had this horrible, some snow and everything, and couldn't figure out.
Right, never seen
well,
that.
Well, what happened was that he had, but anyhow, we made it through that, and you know.
Well, it looks like you did.
Dr. Richard.
So how many years were you married, Ruth, before Mark died? How many years were you married?
30
years,
long, so. I don't remember.
That's okay. I can't ever figure out. We were married in 1970, so that makes it easy for me. I just know that this will be 45, you know, this year was. So, otherwise, I could never keep track of it. If it wasn't an even number, I would be in trouble.
Oh, yeah, well. But we managed. Ma Johnson kind of went by the wayside. And understandably, mother, too.
She had it all figured out, didn't she? Figured that she'd found the one for her daughter.
That's just it, you know. But my folks were awfully good to us.
Barbara, do you think you can get this banana a little downer?
You want one bite?
It's going to be yours.
I'm going to.
Would you eat one bite of banana?
No.
Ruth, we got to give you a breather. You've been talking nonstop here, and I've been, you got to be dry.